Good morning. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that was The Sun and Stranger Overture by Felix Mendelssohn, the Nuremberg Symphony Orchestra. I am your host, Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. It is a dreary morning with the rain out there, but at least it is not as hot. The music I have is not dreary. I've got some really interesting finds for you this morning. Music by composers who you most likely recognize, but some of their music that doesn't often get played. We'll hear a little something else from Mendelssohn in a bit. Right now, something from Mozart. Many of you might know his Haffner Symphony. Well, he also wrote a Haffner Serenade. Indeed, he did. And this particular serenade, was actually commissioned for the daughter of the Haffner family, who are his patrons. And the symphony is related to it. You might hear some similar tunes in there. Speaking of weddings, fun fact, that overture we just heard, Mendelssohn actually wrote that as a surprise gift for his parents' wedding anniversary. So many wedding gifts. So let's listen to Mozart's right now for Marie Elizabeth Haffner. Bruno Weil with Tafelmusik. It is Right Now, Serenade number 7 on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade number 7 here on Kansas Public Radio by Mozart, the Haffner or Haffner. Actually started out, the Haffner Symphony started out as an adaptation of this. So there are indeed two, a wedding gift to Marie Elizabeth. That was Bruno Weil and the Tafelmusik. Marie Elizabeth Haffner was a daughter of the patron family that supported Mozart. Musicians do indeed need patrons. Mendelssohn was quite a wealthy guy. He had a lot of patrons. Something up coming right up for him on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, July 27th, 4 to 7 p.m. Accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and instruments. More at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. All right, Mendelssohn wrote string quartets, of course, that people often hear, but this is a capriccio from a set of four pieces that does not often get played, and it's really, really nice and dramatic. So we'll take a listen. It's the Artist Quartet Right Now, Felix Mendelssohn's Capriccio for String Quartet on KPR. Capriccio for String Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the Artist Quartet, the composer Felix Mendelssohn. That end, very fugue-like, reminds me of the Mendelssohn Octet, that last movement. Very similar indeed, but a gem, hopefully, from Mendelssohn that you haven't heard before. I've got something like that coming up from Haydn as well, a wind divertimento. We heard from quite a few strings this morning. Now it's time to hear from the winds. This is Consortium Classicum, Wind Divertimento number 7, The Minuet and Presto by Joseph Haydn, now on Kansas Public Radio. The Minuet and Presto from Wind Divertimento number 7 by Joseph Haydn here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Consortium Classicum performing. We are taking the morning to listen to some music from composers that you know pretty well, but you might not have heard certain things by them. I've got more of that coming up for you in the next couple of hours. Tonight on Classics Live at 7 p.m., which Cordelia still hosts. We miss Cordelia. Hi, Cordelia. It's a Real Joyce Doreen Morandi recital from this past year. Tango Etudes from Piazzolla, the Irish tune from County Derry, Carnival of Venice, all for saxophone and piano, featuring sax player Vince Gnoyak and pianist Ellen Summer. That is tonight, Thursday evening at 7 for Classics Live on KPR.
Hundreds of thousands of Haitian nationals living in the U.S. could face deportation as soon as next week. That's raising concerns about the future for those with temporary protected status and for their children, many born in the U.S.
They cannot take those children back to Haiti because right now it is impossible for them to be safe there.
I'm Elsa Chang. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. It is raining. Indeed, it is. Just a little bit. Some of you are getting a lot of rain. It's dreary out there, but don't go anywhere. I've got some sunshiny music coming up after the news. We will be right back on Kansas Public Radio. Support for NPR comes from the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts toward a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 25 here on Kansas Public Radio, Jeremy Dank and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. Hello there and welcome. It's about 10:35 here at KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. I am your host, Destiny. We've got another half hour of music coming up, actually more like 25 minutes, and then an hour after that. And then Jeff Watson will be in with more music this afternoon. We have lots of great music today. We are listening to things this morning from composers that you probably know, but music you may not have heard before by them. Like this next one by Gustav Holst. His second suite features a really famous fiddle tune that string players often play in another composition that he has. This particular composition, though, is for winds, and I've got the North Texas Wind Symphony, his second suite, and there's some familiar Irish tunes in it. There's a march, Song Without Words, Song of the Blacksmith, and then the famous Fantasia on the Dargason. So let us take a listen together. It's very enjoyable. I hope you like it. Now on KPR, Gustav Holst's second suite. Gustav Holst's second suite here on KPR from the North Texas Wind Symphony. Did you recognize the Greensleeves tune that was in there at the end? We will actually get to hear Greensleeves next hour. Indeed, we will. Something from a composer that you will recognize, and then something else you definitely won't. We've got something for the bassoon coming right up. I am giving all of these wonderful shout-outs to the instruments that don't get as much solo music as the piano, or the violin, or the flute. First, I'd like to thank some of our supporters here on Kansas Public Radio. Support comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And we've got a community spotlight this month. It is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills, training to provide and promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. All righty, François de Vienne. He was considered the French Mozart. He was a virtuoso of the flute and bassoon, and we are going to listen to one of his bassoon sonatas right now, Sonata No. 1. This is Ian Parker on piano and Mathieu Lucier on bassoon, now on KPR. A very charming sonata here on KPR by the French Mozart, as he was dubbed, François de Vienne. That was Ian Parker on bassoon and Mathieu Lussier. I'm sorry, Ian Parker on piano and Mathieu Lussier on bassoon. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's about 71 out with rain showers, more clouds the rest of the day, but a lot of great music here on KPR. Something you will definitely recognize coming up. Don't go anywhere.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ulsterburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on Classics Live tonight at 7, if you miss Cordelia, you can hear her voice as she hosts. There's some tango music by Piazzolla, Carnival of Venice, Danny Boy. It's all for saxophone and piano. Vince Ganoyak and Ellen Summer. Vince Ganoyak on sax and Ellen Summer on piano. That'll be tonight at 7, Classics Live on KPR. I'm Destiny, and we will be right back after the news with another hour of classical music for you on KPR.
The end of this year.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Greensleeves here on Kansas Public Radio by Rafe Vaughn Williams. We heard that imposed over a little theme last hour that we listened to, and I thought, gosh, we should listen to the full version. It's always so beautiful. This is Kansas Public Radio. That was Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. I am Destiny, and this hour I wanted to open with something that you would definitely recognize by Vaughn Williams, and then I'll be closing the hour in a bit towards the bottom of the hour with a piano quintet that does not get a lot of attention, but it is really, really neat. So I can't wait to share that with you. Right now, we are going to listen to something by Edvard Grieg, a composer who, you know, wrote many famous things. But one thing that doesn't get played a lot, that's the whole theme today, one thing that doesn't get played a lot is his Sigurd Jorsalfar suite. It's about the play, the historical play from the 12th century Norse Crusader King, Sigurd the Crusader. So this is a really interesting one by Grieg. I've got Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra right now on Kansas Public Radio. Something Majestic and Incredible by Edvard Grieg that you may not have heard before here on Kansas Public Radio. That was his Sigurd Jorsalfar suite with Esa-Pekka Salonen and the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Something else really, really magnificent and special. I'm not sure many people have heard it. Coming up, a piano quintet by Vaughn Williams. But first, I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Support for classical music comes from the Kansas State Fiddlin' and Pickin' Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park, Sunday, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org. Indeed. Alrighty. So we opened with Fantasia on Greensleeves, which I know many of you, of course, recognize by Rafe Vaughn Williams. He also wrote a piano quintet that doesn't get performed a lot, but it is really incredible. So I'm excited to share this with you. The London Soloists Ensemble is performing it. Here we go on Kansas Public Radio. Rafe Vaughan Williams, his piano quintet here on KPR, members of the London Soloists Ensemble. Music that you may not have heard by that composer. He actually kept it hidden for decades until he finally revealed it. And it follows the same instrumentation, actually, as Schubert's famous Trout Quintet. There's violin, viola, cello, and bass and piano. So a really interesting listen. I hope you found some of the listens today interesting and that you hadn't heard them before by some of our most famous composers. Tomorrow, I can't believe it's Friday already, is Classics by Request, the show where you have helped me this week to pick the playlist. Just remember, any requests, if you don't hear them tomorrow, hopefully you'll hear them the next Friday. KansasPublicRadio.org/classicsbyrequest.
Hundreds of thousands of Haitian nationals living in the U.S. could face deportation as soon as next week. That's raising concerns about the future for those with temporary protected status and for their children, many born in the U.S.
They cannot take those children back to Haiti because right now it is impossible for them to be safe there.
I'm Elsa Chang. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsboro Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. It is about 12:01. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me for this morning of classical music. Jeff Watson is in with some great selections for you. NPR News up next for a few minutes and then right back here on Kansas Public Radio with music. See you soon.